Plane Houston, Irene.
Okay, thank you loud and clear. This is Al. I understand you had still having a problem with my sensors.
Negative, Al. The situation is you did have the problem for launch, and then it mysteriously went away. And what they'd like is a visual inspection of the gear to see if we have anything that looks abnormal that we might think about fixing at this time, rather than wait till just before suit-up time, where we would like to not fiddle with anything.
Well, I've checked all the sensors, Fredo. They all seem to be firmly in place. They don't appear to have moved. I did have some garble in the Cobra cable at one time, and that has been changed. I'm now using the spare Cobra cable. That might have done made the difference. I can switch back to that and take a check on that one if you want to.
No, I don't think that's necessary. I might just tell you what they had in mind here and see if you kind of covered all of the places they wanted you to check. Around each of the electrodes, they wanted to know if you had any of the paste that appeared to leak out that you could see stain under the large round pieces of tape you got over them. That was the first item. Then another inspection thing was to look at the solder joints. That's the areas that have the little plastic sleeves over them, to see if you could see anything that appeared to be cracked or coming loose in there. And I guess the last inspection item was the in your bio belt to check that the top and bottom connectors on the blue, the little blue EKG signal conditioner was all tight.
Okay, we had one that appears to have leaked a little bit. It's the bottom one on the stern.
Okay, the bottom one on the sternum. Okay, and I guess the only other square, which would be pretty easy to fill here, Al, he's looking at your data now, is to sequentially put some firm pressure on each of the three sensors for about 10 seconds, giving a call down when you're applying the pressure.
Okay, I understand you're ready now.
That's the firm there, looking at your data now.
Okay, in the top sensors in the sternum, I'm pressing down the one closest to the right shoulder now.
Okay.
And I'm releasing on that one now.
Okay.
On the top of the sternum, pressing down the center one now.
Roger.
And releasing now.
Okay.
Okay, on the bottom of the sternum, the one that appears to have leaked a little bit, I'm pressing down now.
Okay.
And releasing now.
All right, Roger.
Okay, that takes care of the three.
Okay, I think that fills all the items I got here, Al.
Okay, this is Al. Houston, understand that we're cleared to continue on the present harness and cable configuration.
Yeah, for the time being, that's the word, Al, but they're going to look at the data. I guess the bottom one you pushed on showed more genes than the others, and they're going to look at it a while and decide if they want to do anything about that bottom one, I guess.
Okay.